Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Unless maybe you bought it from today's guest, Steve Glenn, founder, CEO of Plant Prefab. Screwed up the name of your company, Steve. Sorry about that. Plant Prefab, formerly Living Homes, and he was first on the program in 2012 and has been on once more since. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Steve Glenn.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Yeah, great. I don't know how I first found out about your company in 2012, but it was very interesting. I had a listing a long time ago that was a prefabricated home, and then I was in one other in Santa Barbara that was much nicer than the one I had, and they've come a long way. We want to talk about what you're doing, what you're building, costs, accessory dwelling units, ADUs are becoming more commonplace. Maybe you're building those. Friend of mine is wanting to buy some land in Hawaii. He asked if you ship to Hawaii. So we got a lot of questions, but a little background on your company, when you first started, and why you changed the name from Living Homes to Plant Prefab.
Awesome. Well, so it didn't actually change the name. Little background. I was a tech industry entrepreneur, mostly also worked at Apple and Disney, but mostly did startups for kind of career 1.0. But my first love growing up was architecture. I had books on Frank Lloyd Wright and Legos, and I wanted to be an architect. But I did a design program in college and learned that I really had neither the talent nor temperament to be an architect, or at least a really good architect, I concluded. So But I learned about developers and back then in college, and realized that if you really care about the quality of the built environment, developers are more important than architects, because they hire architects or not and let them do good things or not. So I sort of concluded I should do that someday. As I said, I spent the first part of my career in tech, and when I decided to kind of timing was right to hunker down on real estate, my thesis came very quickly. I concluded that there was a large and growing number of people who, like me, really care about design, health, and sustainability. So back then, we were driving Priuses and shopping at Whole Foods and using Apple products and buying some furniture from Design Within Reach, probably more from IKEA, buying from Patagonia. And so, as I just quickly alluded to, there were lots of companies back then that had built products in a way that reflected the value we placed on great form and functionality and health and sustainability. But the production home builders, the KB Homes and Ars Pulte, Centexes of the world, they weren't building for us. So I felt like there was a great opportunity to create a company that would, and our formula, get great world-class architects, integrate an extremely comprehensive LEED Platinum-level environmental program, and then build our homes in factories, because I came from technology. I didn't want to own the factories, though, and frankly, the one and only advantage of starting a real estate company a year and change before the worst real estate downturn since the Great Depression, there were mostly disadvantages to that timing. This is back in 2006, but some advantages were that the factories to whom we outsourced our work, they weren't busy. So they took our projects. It was really awkward and painful and never profitable to work with them, but somehow we got through it. And 4 years later, we were very busy post-downturn, and we realized it wasn't going to work working with the existing suppliers. And what we came to is we struggled over how can we solve our supply chain problem. We need a better solution. We concluded that if there was a company set up not to do standard, low-quality, non-sustainable homes, but rather custom, high-quality, really sustainable homes. If that company existed, not only would it solve our design needs? But much more important from a business model standpoint, it could solve the needs of hundreds of thousands of individuals and affordable non-housing nonprofits around the country who need a better solution to build their projects, mostly in cities. And we realized that was actually a bigger opportunity than we were pursuing. So we...
Let me interrupt you. My guest is Steve Glenn, founder CEO of Living Homes Plant Prefab. When you said projects in the city, within cities, are you speaking residential or commercial or both?
Residential. Okay. Although commercial, if you define that as multifamily.
Okay.
But residential. And the more we looked into it, the more we realized it was a huge opportunity because the world's becoming more urbanized. People are moving to cities more and more. And the cities are the most expensive places to build. Your labor is the most expensive. Your land's the most expensive. Materials expensive. Permit fees are most expensive in cities. And so there's an increasing disparity between demand and supply in cities. We've got to create a better way. And we realized that there was a bigger business opportunity. So 5 years, we grew. Technically, we spun out Plant Prefab, but then 2 years later, Plant actually bought the design business. So we're one company, Plant Prefab. We have a factory in Rialto, California, about halfway between Los Angeles and Palm Springs. And we can work with any architect on any design as long as they design with our building system. We've got some great technology. And our focus is doing custom architectural, really sustainable, healthy homes, single and multifamily, all those smaller projects. We don't do, you know, under 30, 40 units. We don't do really large projects. So that's how we came to grow into Plant Prefab, and that's what we're doing.
Well, maybe compared to some major national construction projects, but 30 homes is big to me. That's a big project.
Yeah, the defining line is if you look at what tends to be built, say Hollywood, downtown LA, South of Market, San Francisco, certainly Midtown Manhattan, you see large, 40, 50, 60 story condos and apartment buildings. Well, the big projects are built by national and international general contractors, the Webcors, Turner, Gilbanes, Swinnertons. But the smaller project, but those guys, those general contractors really don't get involved with anything that's smaller than, 80, 90 units. The small projects, individuals doing tear down homes in cities or small multifamily, duplex, triplex, quad, 10 unit, 20 unit, those are built by local mom and pop general contractors. And there's some great ones out there, and there are a number who aren't great. We're trying to make that market more efficient. And frankly, to create the first trusted, reliable national supplier for that market.
Based out of Rialto, where his factory is, Steve Glenn, the founder, CEO, Plant Prefab, doing their own construction. And do you get calls for, and if you go online, plantprefab.com, it'll change the way you think about prefab homes. And it's amazing. Do you get calls? Can you work with someone who wants to add a wing to their house, add a master bedroom and bath only, or maybe a wing?
We do get those calls, but we're really not. It's harder to do that because oftentimes you have to make structural changes. So we've not done it yet. We certainly could, it's a bit more of a challenge to do that.
But I would think it would be more of a challenge for the homeowner because they have to create the opening and create the right match where you would come in and plug in what you build.
Exactly.
So if someone was willing to do that, you're talking about cities and construction costs, and labor is the big thing. And I assume, how would you describe pricing? I mean, a lot of times I started in the business in 1988. I remember you would quote a garage at $50 a square foot and maybe building a home at $300 a square foot. And now today, you know, you could be approaching $1,000 a square foot or at least maybe $600 a square foot. Can you throw out any prices so people get an idea?
Yes and no. We don't do your local site work. A local GC does that. So I can't tell you finished costs. We're not involved in that. I can just tell you the modules we produce have ranged from 135 a square foot to 400 plus. You know, we've done 400 square foot accessory dwelling units, and we've done 16 unit multifamily projects. So it's quite a range. I would say, to you know, a quick back of the envelope of what do the other costs add up to, you know, maybe add another 50%, and you can get some sense of what the other costs add. The hard costs for site and transport and installation, things like that.
The right, like pulling a foundation, installing permits. You're not paying an architecture.
Right.
You're paying you said GC. I assume that's general contractor, who's going to oversee and do the foundation and all the utilities and, of course, getting all the permits. How do you find dealing with local municipalities in terms of getting permits for these projects?
Well, part of it is the exact. So you have to. A prefab, at least the way we build home, is legally considered the same as a site-built home. There's no difference. So legally, there's no disclosure requirements. Cities can't discriminate with respect to zoning. Or permitting, so you go through the same planning approvals. If there's coastal commission review, you have to go through that. But then for the building permit, it's actually a bifurcated process. The local municipality does the site work review and inspects as they do on site. The state is responsible for reviewing the modules or the vertical and inspects at the factory. So that's how that works.
Great. My guest, Steve Glenn, founder, CEO of Plant Prefab. You can go to plantprefab.com. And by the way, for marketing, you might add ULOUS in parentheses after prefab, which would spell prefabulous. You could take that marketing idea.
Prefabulous has been used a lot, yes.
Has it? So we talked about costs, and I'm glad you brought up the ADU because, you know, dovetailing to my question about someone wanting to add a wing to their house, ADUs now hugely popular.
Mm-hmm.
What about the timeline? You talked about costs. What about the timeline compared to traditional stick-built homes?
Well, the permitting is going to be the same, so no difference there. Where you'll save time is on the construction side. And, you know, in general, 30 to 50% faster.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, of course, as reference, give us some reference, because construction, sometimes I hear a year, sometimes I hear 9 months, 6 months. What kind of timelines do you see a project going out your door when someone finally commits to what they want to build?
It's all over. I mean, we do everything from, again, 400 square foot ADUs to large multifamilies. I mean, the average project is actually in the factory over 3 months. But, you know, the nice thing is we're working in parallel to the site work.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Because your 3 months is not after, doesn't have to wait for the slab to go down and all the utilities to go in. You could have your end could be completed before you're ready to even have it set on the site.
Exactly. Yeah.
So 3 months, that's, you know, that's pretty good. Well, I imagine a 400-square-foot ADU would be a lot less. But Steve Glenn, founder, CEO of Plant Prefab, what about two-story home, multiple stories? How do you deal with that, if at all?
Oh, I mean, we do multiple stories. You've done four stories. I'm not sure how to answer how we deal with it. It just same as we would deal with one story. It just gets built and engineered for whatever the requirements are. A crane assembles the modules together. Most of the homes we've done are multiple story.
Yeah, I guess my question could have been better phrased as to how many what do you build, and the answer is you know two story, three story, four story homes. You transport and just build the first floor, first level, and then just go from there?
Yeah, crane, and you can go to our site. I think we've got some installation videos or YouTube. We've got a channel there. Crane just lifts up the modules and puts them on top of each other, yeah.
And transporting from your factory, what's your primary market area that you cover and are building for?
California. So from Napa to San Diego.
Oh, okay. Okay. And is there could you go to Arizona, or would that open up a can of worms for permitting or something?
We can. Yep. We've done Utah. We've done other states. It's just more expensive. So mainly we're serving California. But we'll be opening up factories to serve the rest of the country, actually.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Now, a buddy of mine had mentioned maybe buying some land in Hawaii. And I just started thinking, oh, my God, the costs of shipping. Have you ever considered something in Hawaii?
We have, yeah. We've looked for a number of potential projects. We haven't done anything yet, but it's certainly something we can do. And one of the things we introduced last year is a new panel that we developed. We call it the plant panel. We have an issued patent on it. So we're able to do panels and modules. Panels, of course, ship flat, so it's much more efficient to ship. So... Frankly, the problem we hit more in Hawaii was at the other end, having general contractors who could do the work we need.
I see. Well, and so when you talk about panels, basically it's walls and the roof, and they just come as flat panels, and then they're put together on site.
Mostly what we're doing is a hybrid, where we're doing modules for kitchens, baths, utility cores, and then panels for which is the expensive space, and best to do that offsite with in a controlled environment with lower cost labor, and then panels for the other space. So that's mostly what we're doing, but we do have a project that's just all panels.
But yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, because I remember talking to builders, and when you talk about, oh, I'm going to build a house, and you start, well, what are you doing in the bathrooms? What are you doing in the kitchen? That's where all the, you can really add up in cost. So those come constructed, pre-constructed, and they just kind of plug in.
Exactly.
Nice. Nice. Well, my guest has been Steve Glenn, founder, CEO, Plant Prefab. You can find him at plantprefab.com. Anything from a 400-square-foot ADU to a four-story home, what's the biggest square footage project you built? I mean, a single-family home.
Single-family, I think 53 or 5,400 square feet.
Wow. Well, anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to end with before we say goodbye?
The only other thing is at our site at plantprefab.com, we've introduced a bunch of standardized homes, and that line's called Living Homes. So if you go to the top, you'll see at the top of the site, Living Homes. And we've got homes there designed with some world-famous architects like Kodo out of the UK, or Ray Cappy here in Los Angeles, Doug Burge, Malibu. So different standardized homes, accessory dwelling units, multifamily projects, and you can pick some of the models and actually configure them like cars. That's kind of fun. But by standardizing those homes, which we can customize, but it's faster and lower cost, and so people might want to play with that too. But
okay.
And the last thing I'll say is, you know, we can work with any architect, and that's an important part of our model. So if anybody has already designed a project with an architect or is interested in working with a specific architect, we probably can build it faster for you than a site-based approach and maybe even for lower cost. Happy to take a look at that. And you can just email info@plantprefab.com with any questions or if you want us to review plans.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was throwing out saving costs and I threw out you don't need an architect. And I'm glad you brought it up because a lot of people want their architect, have some plans existing. So info@plantprefab.com. Plantprefab.com is the website. Steve Glenn, the founder, CEO. Always good to talk to you, Steve. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Sounds good. Talk to you again.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Plantprefab.com. Plantprefab.com. Okay. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. And I don't know if I'm going to sing you a song or read you my first and last annual holiday letter from 1996, but I'll figure it out. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.